All of us were already welcomed, all who are present here, and all who are connected online. May the Lord at this evening, yes, here we have greetings from New Zealand. There it is already morning, early in the morning, 12 hours ahead of us. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts, grateful that God is calling out from all peoples, tongues and nations. And these greetings, Brother Schmidt has given me. Greetings, yes, from all over Russia, in particular from Moscow, Ukraine, Moldavia, Ural, Uzbekistan, everywhere we have brethren and sisters who just were called out and who are serving the Lord in faithfulness and who are expecting the return of our Redeemer. Then, as already mentioned, our precious brethren from New Zealand, Brother and Sister Anderson, they were sending greetings. Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel. Brother Leston David from Malawi. And then Brother Bruce from Cape Town.
And
then Brother Etienne Genton. And these two are greeting with two scriptures, to which we'll come now, just now. Then we have also greetings. I actually noted it down. Greetings from Finland, from Nairobi, from Brother Wahlström. Greetings from Dr. Mbie. Greetings from Burkina Faso, from Montreal. Then greetings from our brother Pati from Romania. And then special greetings from Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Graf. And I hope to not have forgotten anyone, because this would be not so good. Then today we have special visit in our midst from Africa, and we ask our brother from Kananga to stand up so that all can see him. Where's our brother? Look at this brother here. You all remember the report in Lomé. The flight was cancelled. And then we booked, we changed the booking. And then came the tremendous thing. In the air, we could not land. And then we had to go there where we before actually planned to be. But this probably we will pass on to you in a short interview. I was asked today that we either at the first weekend in December or at the first weekend in January, we will give you a short, a brief insight into the Africa trip so that you can experience and see what God is doing by His grace, what is taking place. It will be very short. I was asking the brethren that they make a summary of some cities, so that we also here can also experience once how people are coming together in the thousands and who are touched and who are receiving the word of the Lord. God bless you, brother. Then we have our brother from Kinshasa in our midst. I always forget the names. This is my problem. God bless you. Also, this brother was with us on all this trip, And then we have other brothers in our midst. And we're just so grateful for that, what God is doing by His grace. We are just so happy that you can still come. And today the thought came to me, for how long we can have these meetings on every first weekend? For how long? For how long will this be still possible? And we just want to redeem the time. We have here people from all neighboring countries, from the Czech Republic, from Poland, from Slovakia, Austria, from Switzerland, from Romania, from Belgium, France, from everywhere. And we're just so grateful that we can still drive, that we can still fly, and by this can have part in the services whereby we are hearing the last message and are carrying out the last message into all the world. I should also announce this here, that in this year we will not have New Year's Eve. Just as always, we will have just one meeting at the first weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And the Saturday would be the 4th and the 5th of December. And in January it will be the 2nd and the 1st and 2nd of January that we are here. And we are just inviting. I was just so happy that our choir leader, Brother Eric Schmidt, has really said it here, acknowledging that at this place must just be silence, that there is silence here. Our Lord says, "My house shall be a house of prayer for all the peoples." Not a house of conversation, a prayer house, a house of prayer. We are coming together for prayer, opening our hearts so that the Lord can speak to us. Then we have also another visit. Brother John from Bucharest is in our midst. Where is our brother John? Please stand up. Where is our brother? Brother John, God bless you in our midst. Who is here today for the first time in our midst? Please stand up. Do we have friends in our midst who are here today for the first time? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. May He bless you and you. The Lord God, may He bless us all and be with all of us. We will not go into the timely events. All of us, we are of course informed of what has happened in the course of this year. Natural catastrophes, all kinds of things, what came upon the earth. And one just has to say, these are birth pains. Everything is in birth pains in the nature and among the nations. Everything is just no more as it used to be. And if we then make also the announcement, the remark, that everything is returning to Rome. And here, I've got an email. There in Poland, a 36-meter high statue of Jesus Christ shall be erected, so that another place of pilgrimage is coming up. Everything is against the Holy Scripture. In the first commandment it says, you shall make no image of me, no any of everything what is made by the hands of men. Every crucifix is just a blasphemy. Make no image. Make no graven images, but the true worshippers worship God in the Spirit and in the truth. We don't need any symbol. The cross is empty. The tomb is empty. The Lord has risen. And we are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one. And at the same time, we say to all people, as Paul also said, I am crucified with Christ. It is not enough to just preach the Lord as the crucified and the risen one. It must become the truth that we were crucified with him, that we were buried with him in the baptism, and that we rose together with him unto a new life. Now, concerning the planning of the next year, I just hold back. We don't know how much time we have still left to carry the message. If the Lord is willing, and if time goes on, then from the 2nd to the 13th of May, there is an Israel trip planned. Whether it will take place, nobody knows. We just know that the Lord has a timetable, a plan. And also this month I had, of course, special meetings in Nepal. And if one then witnesses that even the neighboring countries who were sometimes behind the iron curtain, that God is calling out from everywhere, and the message is really reaching all the nations and languages, then we can just be grateful for it. Of course, also this has to be mentioned. Within the message, the chaos, the interpretations, the wrong teachings are just increasing more and more. But this is not our main concern tonight. Our main concern tonight is that we have so many troubles, so many prayer petitions we have in our midst as never before. There was not a weekend with so many troubles, with so much sickness. One really cannot describe it. Everywhere there is trouble, problems. And here we have Mark chapter 7, verse 37. We read it here before. And perhaps also in Zurich we read it. The Lord made all things well. He made all things well. It must come to the point that at the end of a meeting, it can be said, the Lord has made all things well. That the sinners were saved, that the sick were healed, and all who had some kind of trouble and who are bound, that they just get delivered. There's no other way. It just has to take place. And as you all, of course, have heard, This time, we had the Zurich Sunday, we had 1 week before, and then came the next weekend in Austria, and we have the young couple in our midst here. God bless you from the riches of His grace. And let me just say it here. Let me just say it here to all the young people. Our brother, he was not in a hurry. He got even 30 years old, but he didn't take anyone out of the world. He was waiting until the Lord has given him someone. And I came to the conclusion to say that I don't want to take part in any wedding. I don't want to take part in any wedding where unbelievers and believers are uniting. This I just don't want. I don't want to witness such things. I want that a believer seeks a believer and also finds him. And only then we can say what God has joined together. Only then. Otherwise not. If God says what has unbelieving with believing together, and darkness and light together, nothing at all. And therefore we just have to emphasize it. Listen, just trust the Lord and He will bring it to pass. Now concerning the catastrophic condition, situation within the message, I just read you some points here which are going on worldwide to just show you how important the proclamation of the Word of God is. There is the teaching that the return of Jesus Christ has taken place already, that the rapture with the opening of the seals has taken place, that the time of grace is over, that the blood is no more on the mercy seat, that the resurrection and rapture has taken place spiritually, and that the Lord's Supper must not be celebrated anymore, and that the so-called revelation of which is spoken of, those who believe it, they are already transferred into the millennium. And another one, that not the message, but the messenger is forerunning the second coming of Christ. And now comes the most unbelievable thing. The claim that as Jesus Christ was on the earth then, when John the Baptist carried out his ministry, so also the Lord had to come down and had to be on the earth when Brother Branham had his ministry. And it goes on and on. And therefore, brothers and sisters, the true proclamation of the true Word of God and the respect before every scripture, also what concerns the return of the Lord, the resurrection was of course not spiritual, it was bodily. The ascension was not spiritually, it was bodily. His return will be just as His ascension was. We will publish this, whatever is in our power, and we will give the Lord the opportunity to
zu denen er noch reden kann,
to all those who could, whom he can speak to, that they just hear the true word. And as our beloved brother Hervé from Lyon said, Brother Frank, we are standing behind you and we are with you in the proclamation of the Word of God. Today, I want to thank all my brothers with the bottom of my heart, in all peoples, tongues and nations, who together with us are fighting for the Lord and standing in for His Word and making not any compromise, but just abiding in the Word of truth. Our brother who teaches in the university, he greets us with the word from Isaiah 62. We, of course, were reading from Isaiah 51, and he greets us with Isaiah 62, and here with verse 1, and then verse 6 and 7. Isaiah 62, verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. I also not, and we also not. And for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Just say Amen. May it take place in the name of the Lord. And then verse 6, Isaiah 62, verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. Not upon the walls of Rome or somewhere. Upon thy walls, Jerusalem, I have set watchmen who shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establishes, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. We were reading it already in chapter 51. There the man of God refers to Abraham. Brothers and sisters, who was Abraham? Did he seek God or did God seek him? In Ur, in Chaldea, there where paradise was. Ashra means in our language paradise. Bashra means paradise. And whoever reads in Genesis chapter 2, the river Euphrates belonged, of course, to the four rivers, which then spread and which were then running through the country. There, where everything started, there, where mankind started, there, where the enemy caused the havoc, there was Abraham. Abraham. And the Lord revealed himself to him. He called him. He was a single one, an individual, but God gave the promise. And the nice thing is, he believed God. He didn't only believe, he believed and he obeyed. From chapter 12 on, he believed. In chapter 22, he was obedient. And he sacrificed Isaac. And then the Lord God said, I swear by myself, all sons and daughters of God, who are spiritually the seed of Abraham, they believe God, they obey, and they walk in the ways of God. The second scripture was Isaiah 55. And also this is a very powerful scripture, which we read many times at this place. Here it is about the seed, and it is about the rain which God gives so that the seed can spring up. Isaiah 55, here we read verse 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower. Give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. This is powerful. God has taken the full responsibility. Our responsibility is to preach His holy and precious word with all truthfulness. He takes care for the rest. Now, concerning the sower, we could read Matthew chapter 13, where the Lord spoke very clearly about that He is the sower which has sown the good seed, and that the children of the kingdom of God are this seed which came up. And then, of course, also of the other sower which came behind him. And when the people slept, he was sowing his seed. And this just has to be said here very clearly. The word is the seed. And every interpretation is caused by the enemy, who sows his own seed. And so we really have to pay attention that we really remain under the leading of the Holy Spirit, abiding in the Word and abiding in the will of God. And to this, we read the two scriptures, the one from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, also a very well-known word, John, chapter 4, verse 34-37. Jesus saith unto them, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to finish His work. Then comes the next verse. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now comes the special verse, 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Both the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. In 2 Corinthians, in chapter 9, the Apostle Paul writes, 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, and here it is, verse 10. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. The Lord gives grace to everything. And that we, in this time, have such a fullness of the Word of God, which of course is the seed, and the germ of life is in every seed. Also this, we have said many times, if one leaves the wheat in the garner, then the life will never be manifested. One can leave the wheat there hundreds of years in the garner. No life will come up. But in the moment where the wheat corn is being sown, and when the rain comes, and when the wheat dies, so that the germ of life which is in the seed comes forth. And therefore, our Lord said in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, the wheat corn must die, otherwise it remains alone. And our Lord has died, and we died with him, and he didn't remain alone. It was worthwhile. We are the seed which came up. And as John preached, the Lord shall gather his wheat into his garner, and the chaff he will burn. Everything is just wonderfully put in order by the Lord himself. Now, what touches me really in view of all the needs is the second is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And here it's verse 3. Up to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. It's in general like this, that oneself has to go through trials first to then understand the others in their trouble. Therefore, it says of our Lord that he in every way he was tried in every thing, just as we, to be a faithful high priest. And brothers and sisters, you all who probably feel not to be understood by any brother or sister, perhaps you feel alone, perhaps you feel forsaken. Brothers and sisters, there is one who understands you. One who understands you. And there are also some who understand you also, who are suffering with you, who believe with you, and as it is written, who are comforted with the same comfort by which we were comforted ourselves. In verse 5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. God has always a word. He always has a solution. We don't need to feel forsaken, for the Lord said it like this, and the promise has he given, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you in every circumstance, on every day, until the end of the world. And everything what passes by him, and what comes to us, what strikes us, will bring us closer to the Lord. And today we will believe. Today we will pray as never before. Today we will together bring all the needs, all the troubles before the Lord. And we will glorify the victory of Calvary in the real, genuine faith that our Lord on the cross of Calvary, he not only has given the reconciliation, the redemption and forgiveness, but he has conquered the devil and hell. And by the resurrection, he has manifested this victory. All the powers of darkness are without weapons. And our Lord is the victor of Calvary. And our faith is the victory which has overcome the world. So today, we want to believe with all our hearts. We want to be grateful with all our hearts. And brothers and sisters, as we said here many times, if God gives us in this time the grace to believe his word, his promises, to place ourselves on his side, and that what he promised, to receive it, then we found grace in the sight of God. I've read the sermon of Brother Branham, where he mentions Romans 7, the first verses he took as the topic, the invisible union of bride and bridegroom. And as he lines out there, and that he really shows us that the Lord made all damage well. But in no other sermon, he shows us that we not at the same time can be part of a church and be at the same time part of his church. Either he took here the example that a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives. And then he gives the comparison. Either we are bound to what is taught in a church or denomination, or we died to it and we are betrothed, we are married to Christ, joined together with him. He really lined it out very clearly that there can be no mixing. Mixing is just an imagination. Reality is the one or the other. And one really has to be dead to the one to be alive for the other one. Just so powerful how he lines it out. If one really deepens into it, it's powerful, it's deep. Making the comparison, God called us out. He didn't mix any old teachings with new teachings. No, God made all things new. And at this place, let me make the remark here, not out of criticism, but there's of course a denomination which believes in the unity of God in particular, especially as Jesus Christ as the only God. And there's the main point that the forgiveness of sins happens by the baptism. By the baptism. Because of one single verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. Totally left out that the blood and reconciliation concerning all the other things, even the precious scripture left out from Acts chapter 10, when Peter in the house of Cornelius was preaching and the Holy Spirit was poured out and were filling all, and the new life was manifested. They spoke in other tongues and they were praising the Lord. Just imagine if the forgiveness would not be bound to the blood, not to the sacrifice which was made on the cross of Calvary, then God, before forgiveness came, then God would have given the Spirit baptism. And this is really impossible. And I just say this out of the reason, because I'm rejoicing that we have no special teachings, that we not concentrate to anything special, but letting God speak and work and returning to every word of God, saying yes and amen to it. And then when Peter in Acts 15, even before, in chapter 11, he was setting forth everything. Let me read it to you, so that we just know that every word of God has to be believed as it is written. But not only one scripture, but the next one, and the next one, to then have an overall precise view. Here, in Acts chapter 10, it says, in verse 34, in reverence to our beloved Lord, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Everyone who believes, everyone who gets a believer, receives the forgiveness of sins. And then he is baptized, because He confirms the forgiveness in this way. In verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. What is it about God today? What does God want today from us? Just to believe, as the scripture says. And all the scriptures which belong to a subject, just taking them also to it. Today I was reading Matthew, Mark, Luke. He who, for instance, reads only Mark has such a little report of John the Baptist. Not even one chapter, just a couple of lines. One has to take Matthew, one has to take Mark, one has to take Luke, one has to take the Gospel of John, reading it, to have an overall. Everyone was writing what the Spirit told him to write. And if one takes these things together, then one has the overall testimony. Here, in the book of Acts, chapter 11, it's of course written
in verse
15, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. And now it comes. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So, an overall picture, believing, baptism, spirit baptism, faith, water baptism, in whatever sequence it comes. Important is that we are believing, that we are baptized, that we are water baptized. Not making a hobby horse with any scripture and then thinking to be in the right. You all know, this was the discussion which Brother Branham had with his two Pentecostal directions. The one direction, Trinity, and the other one was oneness direction. And the oneness people said, the Trinitarians are not even saved because they are not baptized biblically in the name of Jesus Christ. And you know, of course, what Brother Branham saw in a vision. He saw two trees. On the one was written Trinity, and on the other one was written Oneness. And he saw how he took these two trees and shaking them, and all the fruit fell down on him from these trees, so that the true proclamation can take its course and that all receive the Bible teachings. One just has to know, and one has to just agree with the Word of God and not agreeing with a man or agreeing with a teaching which is not balanced. So we at this place, we can just be grateful and again grateful. Let me to it read a couple of verses from the Gospel of John from chapter 17. Here our Lord says, John 17, verse
19.
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. I was just briefly reading John 15, 16, 17. And I was just rejoicing with all my heart. In chapter 17, we have the divine truth, verse
3.
Ye are clean already because of the word which I have spoken to you. He was speaking to you, to me. He spoke to you as to Abraham. And it is him who speaks to you. And if one then reads on, reading on and on, verse 7, John 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. May today his words abide in us, and then we have the promise, then ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. What do you say to it? What do you say to it? If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, then ask whatever ye will. Precious brothers and sisters, this is God's word. This the Lord said. Then just ask whatever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Precious sister, can you believe it? Precious brother, can you believe it? Especially the two or three sisters, can you believe what we have read? The Lord promised it. The Lord promised it. Ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Very difficult cases, but here it says, ask what you will. Bring your request, your petition, whatever it might be. Just bring it to the Lord and receive the answer and take it home. Take it with you, for thus it is written. Ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Say amen. This our Lord said, and his word speaks and addresses us tonight. His word is for you and for me, and all the promises which he has given therein. In verse 14, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, appointed you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. This is God's holy word. This is God's holy word. We can ask whatever it might be. And most surely, we will send prayers up to God. Not just some things, but from our deep trouble, crying to the throne of grace. It's really for all the cases which I received and which I made known, which I came to know this weekend. From the deep trouble, I cry unto you, my God. And it says, cry unto me in the time of trouble, and I will answer you, and you shall praise me. Just as I said before, so much trouble I've never experienced and never heard of. And this word which we read now, ask whatever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Let us receive it as a direct answer from God Himself, which He gives us tonight. And as we read also in verse 16, so that the Father may give unto you whatsoever ye shall ask of Him in My name. In My name. Let us receive it today from the hand of the Lord. And now comes that what we read before in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, that we feel with one another. Verse 17, this is My commandment to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. The love of God must be here. Also the prayer of faith must be embedded in the divine love. And also here, we may love one another. We may understand one another. We may intercede for one another. The burden of the other one becomes our burden. The request of the other one becomes our request. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Verse 17. Just forgiving one another, loving one another. Everything, whatever could be an obstacle, just bringing it to the Lord, and He will make all things well. Also the second part, from verse 19, the second part from verse 19, because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. Here on the earth, we have no remaining place. And all the believers, they are exposed to the attacks of the enemy in a special way. And as the people of Israel were circled around by the enemies, and we just can trust the Lord, and we know He will make all things well in your and in my life, in our lives. At the end of the day of salvation, we will be able to say, He made all things well. And whoever reads the whole chapter, Mark 7, whatever was, what kind of sicknesses there were, and the Lord healed them all. He made all things well. And with this I'm coming to the close. We have the best example in the ministry of Brother Branham. God has answered his prayers on the spot. And God will answer our prayers by His grace. He will answer them. Because that, what God did through the messenger, shall of course also happen through all them who believe the message. We are of course not living of that what was once upon a time. We are living of what God is doing right now. And this is just very important that we not just say it was once upon a time and is no more, but saying Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we have the comfort in the Word of God. Then ask whatever ye will, it shall be done unto you. Just very powerful. If you are now spoken to, now the Lord is speaking to me, He has seen my trouble. He has heard the heart of my, the cry of my heart. I remained in His word by His grace, and I have now the divine right to ask whatever I will, it shall be done unto me. Just receiving it by faith, telling it to the Lord, and He will bring it to pass, just as we read. And I say it once again, God has given us the grace to believe as the Scripture says. Not one single interpretation receiving, not one. Just to believe as the Scripture has said it. And the Holy Spirit has led us into all the truth. Just as John 16, verse 13 says, John 16, verse 13, how be it, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Just so nice that we can find ourselves in the Word, finding ourselves in the Word. The Holy Spirit has led us into all truth. Men of God can preach the truth, but revealing can only the Spirit of God. Also here, in verse 4, John 16, verse 4, it says, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. He foretold us everything in His word. And we confess openly and freely that God, in our time, He had a prophet which He promised, whom He promised, whose message, through whose message the whole counsel of our God was revealed. From the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, unto the new heaven and the new earth, at the end of the book of Revelation. Everything God has revealed. And we are just very, very grateful that the Holy Spirit has led us into all truth. He even showed us things to come. Because in this book is the past, the present, and the future. Whatever is still in the future is already written. Everything is already written. And we may believe it by His grace, and we may get it revealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads into all truth. And then we all have the same revelation, the same doctrine, the same knowledge. By one Spirit, we are baptized into one body. And the Lord is the head of His body, of the church. And then everything is well. Then we believe, even what the Scripture says, that in every city is only one church. There were no two churches in Jerusalem, Ephesus, Corinth, or in any city. In every city in the early church, God has set the ministries. In every city was only one church.
And
this one church came to existence by the working of the Holy Spirit, by the proclamation, under the proclamation of the Word. If one then travels into the USA and looks around, yes, then many churches came up. But you can all read it in the sermon of Brother Branham. Everything can be read up. The Lord has a plan of salvation. The Lord has a divine order. And into this divine order, we are brought back. Never a church of Jesus Christ came into existence by a false teaching. Never by a split, because some kinds of things were said. The church always, and all the believers, were always came up into existence. They were joined with God by the working of the Holy Spirit, and the divine life was manifested in them. And so we just thank the Lord God that also in this regard we have clarity. The Lord has a church as a pillar and foundation of the truth. And in the church of Jesus Christ, not one single false teaching has a place. Not a single one. The church of Jesus Christ is, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And the Lord has sent his messengers, and especially also Brother Branham in our time. Just imagine, it would not be like this. Then all would have an excuse. But we, by the divine message, we were brought right to the beginning. And the Lord puts everything into order as it was at the beginning in his church. And also now, it is not enough that we just belong to some church. No, to his church, of which he said himself, I will build my church. And as the church came into existence on the day of Pentecost by a direct working of the Holy Spirit, so in every revival, the working of the Holy Spirit was manifested. And people were born again unto a living hope. And they received the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God use this evening. May God use and bless this day in all worldwide. May he give grace. May he give an inner agreement to every word of God. According to the scripture, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. We have read it in Isaiah 62, in Isaiah 51, in Isaiah 55. We were all reading it. And we have an inner agreement to it. The word which proceeded out of my mouth shall not return void unto me. He has given seed to the sower, and I tell you, we have received precious seed, the seed of the Word of God, a full gospel, a full salvation. And God has given us the grace to believe as the scripture says. Now for the last time, let it be said once again. Let it be read. If ye abide in me, John 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in me, in you, ye shall ask, then ask now whatever ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
Let us stand up. Let us pray together. And I would like all who have really a special request on their heart that they just receive it now by faith. Receiving it that the Lord answers tonight. Ask whatever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So that the Father may give unto you everything whatsoever ye shall ask him in my name. We are bowing our heads. We remain in silent prayer, letting ourselves be convicted by the Holy Spirit that we are still living in the time of Christ, that God's word is the truth, that the Lord is alive, that he confirms his word tonight. And as said before, the best example was the ministry of Brother Branham, in which really all things happened as it happened in the days of our Lord and of the apostles. And the Holy Scripture says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our Lord says, the works that I did, ye shall do likewise. And this word is written in the plural, not in singular. Ye shall do also, so that the Father might be glorified in heaven. Today, in our midst, it shall be manifested that God's word has remained in us, and that we abide in him, and that he abides in us, and that we today will ask by faith whatsoever is upon our hearts. All the troubles, bringing them to the Lord. Don't you worry. Don't think about it. My case is the most difficult one. No, it's of course not your case. Now it is given over to the Lord. It's given over. It's not your trouble anymore. It's not your case anymore. Everything laying into the hands of the Lord. We are bowing our heads. We are closing our eyes. You who have special needs, who want to be included in this prayer, please raise your hands. We will pray all. All of us will pray for all. We'll pray for everyone. The Lord God, the Lord God, may he bless. Lord, Almighty God, we are gathered in your presence. We believe your precious and holy word. We believe in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. We believe that you have forgiven our sin. We believe that all who were overcame by the enemy, that you delivered them. And all who are sick, you have healed. By your stripes, we are healed. Beloved Lord, let it today be manifested that you have answered our prayers, that you have helped us, that you delivered, that you saved, and that you have healed. We believe that you are the same
in unserer Zeit.
You have revealed yourself as the same in our time. And we thank you for the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you for the full clarity of your word. You are leading us by the Holy Spirit into your word. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. And now, beloved Lord, all of us will raise our hands, thanking you for answering our prayers. You have answered us, you have heard us. Raise your hands, thank the Lord, glorify, praise his holy name, receive whatever you have asked for. It's yours. God heard us. Receive. Receive and be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise und Ehre.
Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory be unto our God. Do we have here in our little booklets God's promises remain, they don't stagger? Or do we have it only in the other book? Please, let us take God at his word. Here, just look what we have here. And by faith, what we can sing by faith. Perhaps because has somebody said something? That we just thanking the Lord also in the singing together. Let us sing song number six. Standing on the promises of God. In English, it's sung very much. Song number six, standing on the promises.
Oh,
Amen.
2
Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20 up to 22. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, Amen.
God.
Unto the glory of God, by us, by us, God is fulfilling the promises and is glorified by it. Verse 21, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit into our hearts. Let us sing the chorus once again. Then Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. In Christ Jesus our Lord, God of heaven, that you, O Lord, you have given us all things in Christ. You have given us healing. You have brought us salvation. You brought us redemption and deliverance. Thank you, Lord. So we ask you, firstly, Lord, give us all the grace to receive it and to believe it as you promised it. We thank you for you, O Lord, just as we heard it. In you is the yes and the amen. We praise you for it. You have promised it, and you are fulfilling it in us and by us. Thank you, Lord. Give us all the grace who have heard here. Grace to all those who will hear.
Und allen, die mitgehört haben, zu dir zu kommen und dich dafür preisen.
Praising you.
Haben wir das Heil,
for in you we have the healing and salvation and everything. We ask you for your blessing for everyone who brought their requests to you. Whether here or anywhere, you know them all by name. Touch each one. And we want to praise you and honor you. Amen. And all the people said, may really all worldwide be blessed, have been blessed, taking new courage in looking up to God, receiving the promises of God personally. The Lord God is faithful. He brings everything to pass just as He promised it. I am convinced that this day will go into the history of the plan of salvation and that God has done great things. Please receive it by faith and thank the Lord for that, what He has done. Let us sing, we give all the glory to Jesus. Precious Lord, you ever faithful God, I thank you for all my brothers and sisters, also from all the neighboring countries who are not speaking our language or who cannot speak English or French, and nevertheless who are tuning in with all their hearts, who are singing with, who are tuning in, and who are believing as the Scripture has said it. For you have promised from all peoples, tongues, and nations, you will call out, and the Holy Spirit speaks in every language to every individual, also tonight. I thank you for it tonight. Speak in particular to all the young people, the youth, that they consecrate their lives unto you. Please, Lord, draw them to you, what is afar off. Save what is lost. Give the right decisions which take place in your will. Beloved Lord, everything we may commit unto you. We are depending on your grace. But out of your fullness, we may receive grace for grace. Also tonight, precious Lord, thank you for all the scriptures. Thank you for your precious and holy word. Thank you that you have led us by your Holy Spirit into all the truth. Bless, beginning from New Zealand, in all peoples, tongues, from the rising of the sun unto its going down, in the east and west, south and north. May the last message reach the last ones. And we ask you, come, come soon, Lord Jesus. We thank you once again for your word, for the assurance that you have answered our prayers tonight, and that you have given all for whatever we have asked you. By faith we can say, you made all things well. You answered us. You had mercy on us. We thank you for it. Lift up thy countenance over us and give us your peace and your blessing. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Nochmals Hallelujah. Once again, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preis sei Gott. Praise God.
Glory, deinem
Glory to your wonderful name.
Hallelujah. Lob, Ehre und Preis.
Let us sing praise, honor and glory.
Lob, Ehre
Amen. Each one is shaking hands with each one. God bless you. We do it tomorrow as we did tonight. We're coming in silence, in reverence. And the Lord will bless us.